The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Thaisa Guiv. Gunyarni me, Kursa Goyaga, Riva on Nolig, Couch to Co Raw, Le Shabel Davit, August Eamon O'Donnell, August Taration Nolig, Hussig me, Kursa Nua. All About Irish, Le Patricia Nick Owen, August Vimeg Stother, Le Screwdo, a yen of Don Screwdo, a shul, on Derek Shockton, a Shaw, a Morok, Ock, Tommy Gnohawk. Be me, Sinaas, them a walk. Martosha Gimbert, Imma Niakta, Marshin Tobronarum, in our era, Tobronarum, Marfurme, a long carrock, O Patricia, Peter on Cade or Ella, but two men who are doing the exam this time with me now, Rusty and David, both from the States. Rusty, though, you were living in Galway for a few years, is that right?
I am now, yeah, in Galway for about 9 years now.
And what prompted you to learn Irish? Did you move to Galway to do it, or did it happen after you moved here?
No, I actually did move to Galway thinking as an American that, you know, it's Galway. I'd learn Irish because I'm totally immersed in it. I've learned somewhat otherwise, but I've found my ways.
And what prompted then the idea of doing an exam?
Oh, right. Well, rumor has it that if you have an A2 level proficiency in Irish, then it just kind of helps grease the skids a bit for buying a house in the Guelphic area.
I love that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, apparently it does. It's not the only thing you need, but it
well,
does
yeah.
help. And the Gaeltacht areas are pretty picturesque, all right, in that part of the world. So, I mean, what did you know, Rusty, about learning the language before you got here?
Right. Well, Des Bishop was right. And I have to be honest, not much in a very kind of a naive approach to just learning the language. I had some Irish, I had some Italian, and I had some French, and I thought, oh, sure, it's just another Germanic language, and boy, was I wrong. So I've been learning kind of the hard way since, but really just gotta dive into it, don't you know?
And have you enjoyed learning it?
I have. I've really loved it. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because my boss once, some long while ago, I'm also very much learning the harp, right? I don't give you that. And he goes, if I gave you a pill now and you could play virtuosically, right? Would you take it? I'm like, no. I love the journey. Absolutely. You know, it's nothing. There's nothing better than wanting to have a tune and you finally get to it. And, you know, there's a sense of accomplishment. And he goes, well, what about Irish? I'm like, give me two of them now. I have done this journey. Yeah, so.
Well, the exam, as I say, is happening tomorrow. You won't be alone. Lots of people doing it. And David is on the line as well. David is from Minnesota, but not living in Galway, has travelled to the country to do the exam. David, what prompted you to do this?
Well, Kieran, I retired a few years ago from university teaching in Minnesota, and I didn't have a lot going on, and we'd planned a trip to Ireland. I thought, oh, I'll learn Cupola Focal before I go, and it turned out we didn't go on that trip because of COVID, but I kept on learning because I really enjoyed learning the language. I'd always wanted to learn a language to a certain level of fluency. I've never done that before in my life, and I thought, well, I'm retired now. This can be my hobby. And it's turned into exactly that and much more so. You mentioned Patricia. I've met a lot of friends in All About Irish with the help of Patricia. And then I met more friends last week. In fact, I was at a camp, immersion camp in Gubernbara with Gwagola Jane. And that was just great, too. So Patricia and Jane have been wonderful teachers for me. And I'm just making friends all over the world, really, Ireland especially, and all over the U.S.
And David, can I ask, I mean, of all the languages you could have learned, why Irish?
Well, it was just a happenstance because we were planning a trip to Ireland, and I thought, well, why not? I didn't know anything about Irish, and I've since taken a DNA test and found that I have a little bit of Irish blood in me, maybe 20%, as much as 20% Irish. So that makes me feel good now that I'm on this journey. But it was just kind of a random choice in a way that we happened to be going on this trip. And so, sure, I'll learn Irish. Why not?
Yeah, why not? As good a reason as any. Listen, I wish you both the best of luck in the exam tomorrow. Rusty and David, both from the States. David, as he said himself, has travelled from Minnesota to do the exam. Rusty living here for a few years at this stage. So, lads, good luck to you. And I might touch base with you on the other side. I hope it all goes well, all the different aspects of it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.